Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's dark out there. It's early, but we will be a lot brighter at the end of the day. Daylight savings time has taken place, so if you're just waking up and joining us and looking out the window, you may have forgotten that the hours have changed, and that's a good thing. That really is. Now, at the end of the day, we get home from work, we'll have some extra daylight that we can begin to prepare for the arrival of spring, and that's next Sunday. So those are some great signs, folks. It's a sign that, you know, winter is just about over. We can begin to wake up the yard, and before long, we'll be planting pansies. Some of you are probably already have pansies. May not be in the ground, but in a container. And if you still have snow where you live, and even if you're getting temperatures down into the 30s and even 20s, pansies are the type of plant that will survive the cold weather. So everybody thinks, oh, that's a pansy. They think it's weak. A pansy is the toughest flower that we have in our gardens. And if your local garden center has them, get a container, plant them in a container, and you can leave them outside. They'll tolerate the cold weather, they'll tolerate freezing, and they'll do very, very well. And if you live in an area where you're not getting that much of a cold weather, you should be planting them around your home at this time of the year. They're beautiful. You see that big face. It looks at you and it greets you first thing in the morning as you go out to work. It greets you when you get home. Big, happy faces. This is what it's all about. The arrival of springtime. If we can help you to get you motivated, to get you thinking about springtime, call us. 800-259-9231. We're here to help you to think positive about the weather, about the arrival of spring, your yard, what's going to be blooming in your yard, and if you need some help in planning your yard. Bought a new home, you're looking for some great plants to put in there, we can help you to select the right plant, the right tree. If you're still inside, you're looking for a good house plant, let us know what your conditions are. Is it a room that's going to get sun all day? Are you getting just a little bit of sun? Are you getting just light? What temperature is your room kept at? We can help you. All you need to do is pick up the phone. It's toll free. We'll all work together, and you will have some encouragement inside what color. And this time of the year, flowering plants are really beginning to be out there. Tulips are available at your local florist, greenhouse, garden center. Daffodils, small pots of miniature daffodils, crocuses, grape hyacinths are all coming into bloom. Some wonderful flowering plants, Cineraria and Calcellaria. These are plants that bloom at this time of the year. Cineraria is like a daisy in blues, pinks, purple, white, and then some bicolors. And they'll bloom for a long time. Calcellaria is a flower that looks like a pocketbook, like a woman's pocketbook. And they come in yellows with all kinds of spotting on them, and whites and pinks. They're beautiful, long-lasting. This is the time of the year for plants like that. Gloxinias look like a giant African violet with a trumpet. Foliage looks just like an African violet, but much bigger. Sometimes the leaves can be a foot in length, 4 to 6 inches wide, with these blossoms that look like trumpets coming out of the center. Reds, pink, white, purple, blue. Gorgeous. So this is a great time of the year for the arrival of flowering plants in your home. Some of you may still have amaryllis in bloom. I have one in bloom right now that I planted late. I saved it and didn't get it planted until mid-January. It's in bloom right now. So there's flowers out there to keep you motivated in your yard. If you want color in your home, you go outside today. Forsythia, beautiful yellow forsythia that you have on your property, cut some branches, bring them inside, put them in a tall vase of water. Just cut your branches 18 to 24 inches long, or longer if you have the room for them. And these plants can force very, very easy. Just give us a call, 800-259-9231. John is taking a little time off. George is working with us this morning. George, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready for spring?
Oh, yeah. Long overdue. Long overdue. It's been a long, long, miserable winter here.
It's been a long winter every place. I think everybody is ready for spring. Who do we have up first this morning, George?
First up, we got Joe calling us from Cape Cod, and he's got a question about grubs.
Okay. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a couple of questions pertaining to grass. I have grubs in. How soon could I lay down the grub killer? And how soon could I mix grass seeds with that and fertilizer for grass?
Okay. The grub killer, I would wait until the middle of April. The reason is the ground is still cold and the grubs are still in the ground. And at this point, because the ground is cold, they're not going to be moving. So the products that you'll be putting down have a shelf life in your lawn of several weeks. So if you put it down too early, you're going to lose some of the effectiveness of it. So what I would say is when the grass begins to turn green and you're noticing that the grass is growing, that's when you would put down the Japanese beetle grub killer. Not until then. So when you think that, you know, maybe I should get the lawnmower tuned and get out there, then you can do that. Grass seed, anytime between April 1st and April 15th. So you've got another month anyways for the grass seed. Fertilizer, the same thing. So it's still a little bit early. I know you're anxious. And Cape Cod, you're ahead of northern New England or even the Boston area. But I would wait until early to mid-April for the grub control. And mid-April, I think, would be better. Grass seed, as soon as you notice that the grass is growing and some of the trees are beginning to make flowers, then I would get that in. And remember, once you put that grass seed in contact with the soil, You have to water that seed every single day. It has to stay wet. So if you start too early, you're really going to get some work going for you, which would be a good thing. But the ground has to warm up. You really should have daytime temperatures close to 40 to 50 degrees on a regular basis. If you put it down, like at my house in Maine right now, we're 36 degrees. Grass seed's not going to germinate. Your soil temperature has to be around 50. And the grubs are not going to move till the soil temperature is about 50. So mid-April, late April, perfect timing. Put down your grass seed. Use a starter fertilizer. A starter fertilizer is designed to stimulate the root system of the grass to get the roots established quicker. Less top growth, more root development. So once it does get caught, the top will come all by itself. So have some patience. The time is coming, and it's coming fast. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and a special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Give us a call if you're up early listening to the program. Give us a call because the season is coming quickly, and the more we get into late March and into April, the tougher it's going to be to get your questions asked on the radio. So call early this morning, and we'll help you to prepare for the arrival of springtime. George, who's up next?
Got Jim on the line from Cape Cod, and he's got a question about Rosa bagosas.
Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for taking my call. Question regarding Rosa bagosas. When can I cut them back, and how far back can I cut them back?
Rosa rugosas are a very incredible rose bush. It's, for those of us that live in the Northeast, it's the only rose that has its own root system. When you go to the nursery, the garden center, and you buy a regular rose, they're basically all grafted, and you're not able to really cut them back too much, and they don't spread. Rosa rugosa has its own roots. It's winter hardy. It's not grafted. And it will spread with underground shoots. You can go in your yard today, cut that rose bush to within 2 to 3 inches of the ground, and it will come right back up again. The first time I did that, I was horrified. I remember I was in high school. Rosa rugosa hedge was about 4 feet tall. It was beautiful. And the man I was working for said, they're getting to be too big, they're getting to be scrawny, I want to motivate it and get some new growth. And I spent the whole morning taking this beautiful hedge down to 3 inches. And the ground warmed up, the new shoots came out of the ground, we fertilized it, and by the time we got to July, it was absolutely beautiful. So don't be scared. Go to town. If you want to cut it to a foot or even 18 inches, you can do that. Rosa rugosa has buds all up and down the stems. And it will send out shoots from those stems. And the shoots that come out of the ground, the new growth, that new growth will also flower during the first year that the shoots develop. So control the height. That will make it thicker, it will make it fuller, it will encourage a lot of new shoots to develop. So if you get a nice day that you want to get outside, do a little bit of yard work, that's one of the things. So walk up to the plant with your pruners, a big tarp to throw all the branches on, or a wheelbarrow, and say, I'm going to do this for your own good. And you can take a 4 foot hedge, cut it down to 2 foot. You can even cut it within 3 inches of the ground. Rake it, clean it, get all the old plant debris out. And then a granular fertilizer It's something organic, like Plant Tone, is very, very good. Slow release organic, all natural, and it will do a great job for you. So there's the first thing. Now, if you have regular roses, they can be pruned back during late March also. So if you've got Hybrides, Floribundas, Grandifloras, I like to cut my non-native type rose. I like to cut them back during the end of March. I usually cut them back to about 18 inches, sometimes a little bit shorter, but in that neighborhood, and it will stimulate the plant to make a lot of new growth. And then a slow-release fertilizer. Don't worry about the bugs yet. It's way too early. So cut them back. Make the cut at a slight angle. That way, moisture won't sit on it. And use some clean, sharp pruners. If you're cutting into the rose or any plant, and you're ripping and you're making it jagged, it has a tough time to make a callus on it. So what you want is a nice, smooth, clean cut without breaking apart the wood with the pruning. Clean cut, slight angle, clean around the plants, put down some granular fertilizer. You can also begin to put down bark mulch around them to keep the weeds out to help retain. Or even warmer, get out there and let's get the yard growing. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate the phone call. George, who's up next?
Next we got Al in New Hampshire, and he's got a question about fertilizer.
Al from New Hampshire, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. My question is fertilizer, types of fertilizer on rhododendron and clematis.
Okay. Al, if you hold on, when we come back, I will tell you exactly what to use besides fertilizer. Some of these plants are going to need some lime. Coming up right after these messages.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Vobx R. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Vobx R will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Vobx R by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Vobx at 800-792-4449.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Al, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Now, we're talking about different types of plants. Tell me what types of plants that you want to take care of, Al.
The rhododendron and clematis.
Okay. Now, here's a good rule of thumb for you. Most of your plants that retain their foliage during the winter that are evergreen, rhododendrons, azaleas, mount laurel, boxwood, yews, junipers, these are all plants that prefer to be on the acidic side. They'll grow better if your soil is acid rather than being sweet. So any of those plants, you don't want to put lime on a regular basis. If you could keep the lime away, they'll do much better for you. And if you can use a fertilizer that says for acid-loving plants. So a fertilizer for them, you want to use a long-term, slow-release. Holly Tone is that type of a fertilizer, and all of your garden centers carry it. Polytone will fertilize that plant for 90 days. So you put it down, let's say, early to mid-April. They will feed the plant during April, May, and June at the time of the year where the plant is most active. It's waking up. It's blooming. And then it's making new foliage that's going to be making the flower buds during the summer for the following year. So non-blooming evergreens, non-flowering, if you could feed them during April, and flowering evergreens, azaleas, rhododendron, Mount Laurel, if you could fertilize them again in the late summer when they're making the flower buds, you'll have more blooms and bigger flowers on them. And Polytone is very good. Clematis is the opposite, total opposite of a rhododendron. It wants to be sweet. The more you lime the clematis, the bigger it's going to grow and the faster it's going to grow. Now, if you have a wood stove or a fireplace, save the wood ash. Put it around your clematis plant, and that will help to neutralize the acidity in your soil. If you have moss growing in your lawn, sprinkle the wood ash on top of the moss, and it will do the same thing as lime will do to your lawn, but it does it faster. Lilacs are in the same type of a category as clematis. The sweeter, the more they bloom, and the longer they will bloom. And for a fertilizer for clematis, use a product called Plant Tone. And Plant Tone can be used on roses, on your perennials, and all of your deciduous plants, like forsythia, vigilia, quince, bridal wreath, anything that loses its foliage during the winter, Plant Tone, and Holly Tone for everything that retains its foliage during the winter. Okay? And then everything else that does lose its foliage during the winter, if you can add some lime, they normally will prefer a sweet soil. But clematis and lilac, the sweeter the soil, the better. Now, the other thing for clematis, put down a couple of inches around the plant of mulch or compost to keep the soil nice and warm and during the winter and the cold season. And then during the summer, that layer of mulch will help to keep the moisture in the soil. It acts like a blanket, preventing evaporation. And it will keep the weeds down, too. So if you can do that, your plants will do wonderful. Okay, so lime for anything that loses its foliage during the winter, and then extra heavy lime for lilacs and clematis. Great question, Al. We appreciate the phone call. George, who's up next?
Jim in Rhode Island has a question about an upright yew.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
We need some help. I've got a row of upright yews, and they're in full sunshine. And
okay.
they've got a little, they've overgrown. They're about 2.5 feet tall, and they're in trimmed round. And they're probably a little over 2 feet round wide. Now, I want to trim the back, and when I do, I notice that it just sticks there and not green. And if I do trim the back, would those non-green areas turn green or no?
Yeah. If you can get the pruning done before the new growth starts. Now, an upright yew
it's probably the wrong plant for that area, because an upright yew has the capability, Jim, of growing 6 feet tall. So I think somebody either it was put in before you got there, or they gave you the wrong information. What you should have planted is a spreading yew. A spreading yew, you can keep at a foot tall, 18 inches tall, no problem at all. So what you want to do is during April, early April, before the new growth starts, get out there, prune it to the height that you want. And a yew is an evergreen plant, so it's going to need a fertilizer like Hollytone. So if you can prune it early, before the buds swell and it starts to actively grow, it will wake up the dormant buds in the lower portion of the plant where you have nothing but sticks, and new growth will come. But you've got to get the pruning done early. So, you know, get out there the end of March, beginning of April, shape them the way that you want, clean up around and get the old leaves out and the pine needles, and get the bed all cleaned. And then put down your granular fertilizer, and you'll be in great shape. But if you want to control the size of plants, the best time to prune is before the new growth starts in the spring. If you have overgrown flowering plants and you prune them heavy in the spring, you run the risk of losing the blooms. So with a yew, it doesn't flower, cut it back early. If it's something that's going to get big and bloom, you've waited this long. You might as well enjoy the flowers and then cut it back at a later date when the blooming cycle finishes. So, like forsythia, for example. Forsythia is going to be in bloom in a matter of a month for just about everybody. Okay? So if you prune it back now, bring the branches in the house, put them in a tall vase of water, and they'll flower for you. Or wait till they finish blooming, and then you can take a forsythia plant and you can cut it back by as much as 50%. So if it's 6 feet tall, you can take that forsythia, cut it back to 3 feet, and then during the growing season, May, June, July, it will put on another 3 feet of new growth. Now you've controlled the size, and it will be thicker, it'll be fuller, because it's going to encourage a lot of new shoots to develop from the root system. Great question, and very, very timely. 800-259-9231. George, who's next?
Last up for right now, we've got Sue in Cape Cod. She's got a question about amaryllis bulbs.
Sue, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
You're talking about amaryllis. Reminded me, last year we had a local nursery donate a lot of amaryllis plants to our school after Christmas that, you know, hadn't sold. And we had a contest with the students to see whose amaryllis was growing faster, and they were so excited. Well, this year, nobody donated anything to us, so I'm wondering, at this point in the year, is there anything that I can do, since we've been studying photosynthesis, and they just love to see things grow? Is there anything I could start in class that, you know, we could do something like that? It didn't have to be a bulb, but...
Right. I'll tell you, if you want things that are going to grow fast and that the kids can enjoy, you can plant beans, string beans.
Okay.
And they will come up within a week.
Okay.
And you'll see them come right out of the ground. And you can also grow corn. Now, if you want to have fun with the kids and teach them at the same time, if you can get some clear containers, it could be a glass, and get some cotton. And what you would do is to put the seed on the side of the glass with the cotton up against it, so a row of seeds all the way around the container. Stuff it with cotton. You could also use paper towels. And that way they can actually see the seed through the glass container. And they could watch the root develop. They could watch the shoot come up. And it will do very, very well. So you just take some paper towels, shred them up a little bit, and then jam them into the glass container and poke the seed all the way around the edges so that they can see the seed growing. Wet it. Use a little bit of liquid fertilizer, like Miracle-Gro, because there's no soil. And that way the kids in the class every day can pick up their glass container. You know, just a regular plastic cup that you can buy if you were going to have a party. You can buy inexpensive plastic cups that are clear, and you just put all the seeds around the outside edge, and that way they can watch the roots grow, watch the shoot come out. And you could also teach them a string bean is called a dicot. That means it will have two leaves when it opens. Corn is called a monocot, like a grass plant. And they both grow differently. They'll both grow very uniquely, so that you could give the kids one container of green beans. And a lot of the garden centers will sell bulk packages of corn and beans, making it really inexpensive for you to do as a school project. And they can learn about the two families, monocots and dicots. They can watch the roots. They can watch the new growth develop, which are going to be totally different. Monocot, corn, is like a grass. Dicot will actually have leaves. Give that a try. Sue, I think they'll really, really like it. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be,
we're all
look
out
no
callers.
Further than Jonathan Green, a brand
that
rises above the rest.
Track. It was last
Black Beauty
week,
grass
so
seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply
here, so.
And have an invisible waxy coating
this one,
similar to
green
what you might find on an apple to preserve
Grow,
moisture and ward off stress.
Scott
Jonathan Green
Sports,
organic lawn fertilizers three. Contain humates to improve the soil,
right? Okay.
So your grass is a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, 5 generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at Ace Hardware and your local garden center.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with 4 feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. If we can help you, now's the time to call, because as we get into April, it's going to be very difficult to get through. So many people have questions, so don't be shy. You're up early anyways. Let's get to the phone lines, and we'll help you to have a great gardening season. Remember, next Sunday is official. The arrival of spring begins, and there's no turning back. Baseball season, opening day, 19 days from today. So there's some good signs. The robins are beginning to arrive in some areas. The trees are beginning to wake up. The grass is thinking about it. Let's get you motivated, because there is a lot to do. George, who's up next?
Right now we got is Phil calling us from Nantucket, and he's got a question about pruning.
Phil, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
You gave me some really good advice about drastic pruning last year, and I tried it, and it worked, but I have an even more drastic one this year. I've got some forsythia that's protected from the sea, but it's now about, 12 feet high. But the lowest leaves are maybe 6 feet high. And I would really, if it's possible, I would like to cut it down to 4 feet. Would it still come back? I mean, it's just...
Oh, sure.
It's just, yeah. All you can see below it sort of is like little trunks and so on. It's been like 20, 30 years.
Yeah. What's happening is all the new growth is developing on those trunks. And I'll tell you, Phil, the first time I saw pruning like this, I was driving my car, and I almost drove off the road. I was a freshman in college. I was just beginning to learn about this. I was heading to work, and there was a man on the main road where I was going to work that was doing exactly that. He had a forsythia hedge. It was way overgrown. It was coming onto the sidewalk. So the people literally had to walk on the little grass strip. They couldn't walk on the sidewalk anymore. I'm driving down to work, 7:15 in the morning, and here's a guy out with a chainsaw. And he cut that forsythia hedge down to a foot. And I got to work, and I said to my boss, there's some wacko up the street, and he's cutting that forsythia hedge right down to the ground. He said, don't worry about it. It will come right back. He came in the next day, and I was in the garage where the fertilizer was. And he says to me, I need some fertilizer for my hedge. And kind of jokingly, I said, I don't see anything that says miracle on it. And he said, excuse me? I said, the way you prune that hedge, it's going to take a miracle for have it come back. And he said, were you the guy in the Camaro that was all over the road this morning? I said, yeah. I said, I couldn't believe what you did. Well, he fed it. By the end of the year, that forsythia came back to be about 3 feet tall. The following year, it was back up to 6 foot, and it was absolutely beautiful. So what you can do, if you don't want to dramatically cut it like that, cut it to about 5 or 6 foot, and then some of the really big branches, an inch or two in diameter, thin it. So take the whole hedge down to about 6 foot when the blooming period is over. You might as well enjoy the flower, or if you're going to cut it now, give all the branches away. And with Easter coming, if you were to cut the hedge, take some of these branches and bring them to the local churches. They can put them in buckets, and for Easter Sunday, they'll all be in bloom. But cut it down to the height that you want, and then let's say you're going to cut it to 6 foot. Take half of the tall branches, cut those down to 3 foot, so you can kind of open it up a little bit to let the air move, to let the sunshine in, and it will stimulate some good growth from the base, and then fertilize it. A product like Plant Tone is very, very good. It will motivate that plant. It will encourage it to make some new growth, and it will come right back for you. There are times you just have to say, enough is enough. I'm doing this for your own good. Great question, and very, very timely. Thank you.